こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、大阪市の小学校法人森友学園が国有地を購入した際、敷地内の生活ごみの撤去費を差し引いて土地評価額の 14% で取得していたことについて注目が集まっていますが、処理業者の証言で実際にはゴミが混じっているとされた土砂の5分の1しか運び出さず、残りは運動場に埋めたことが分かり、不法投棄の疑いが浮上しています。また開港にかかる総事業費を上乗せして国に報告し、補助金を不正に多く受け取っていたほか、愛知県の中高一貫校に推薦枠を確保していると大阪府に報告していたことについても、一貫校側が事実無根と否定するなど問題が続出しています。
森本学園、 a school operating business in Osaka City, has gained widespread attention after it had been revealed that it has purchased government land for only 14% of its valuation and without paying to remove garbage discovered at the site. According to a testimony from the disposal company, they only removed about one-fifth of the garbage-laden soil found there and actually reburied the rest, suggesting violation of dumping laws.Furthermore, they inflated the cost of opening the school in order to unjustly receive large subsidies and claimed to have an agreed acceptance quota with a combined middle and high school located in Aichi-ken, a claim which was denied by the school in a series of ongoing scandals.
そう、結構ネット見てると何が問題かわからないって言ってる人がいて、まあそれは政治的なものとかがぐっちゃぐちゃになってるから分かりにくいっていうことだと思うんだけど、法的な側面だけに注目すると、まあ、こういうことになっていますと。で、まあその森友学園の理事長が経歴詐称してたり、奥さんが小学校3年生を暴行して逮捕された歴があったりとか、まあ結構法律とのバッティングが多いなっていう印象で、まあこれだけだったら、そのあんまりちゃんとしてない小学校法人なんだなっていうだけで、まあ認可しなければいいとかで終わると思うし、そこまで大きな話題にならなかったと思うんだけど、まあ名誉校長が安倍さんの奥さんだったり、昨日ぐらいかな、防衛大臣の旦那さんが森友学園の弁護士をしてたことがあるとかっていうことが明らかになってきて、
The resumeThere was some resume thing as well. Do you think this is a widespread problem or more of a one-off case?
It's really hard to say.
Could this be somewhat systemic? I mean, whenever something like this comes up in other industries and they look into it, it seems like, you know, corner cutting is tends to be dug up.You know, whether it's building permits or, you know, that sort of thing.
そう、わかんないんだよね。だから、まあ、ただその名誉校長の話とかが出たことによって、まあ、口利きがあったんじゃないかっていう疑惑が持ち上がって、そこからここまで大きな話にはなったんだけど、まあ、そもそもまあ、だから口利きしてたかしてないかとかっていうのは当事者しか分かんないから、調査しないと分からないし、まあ安倍さん自身はそういうのはないし、あったとすれば辞職しますってはっきり言ってるから、まあ私は安倍さん自体はさすがに知らなかったんじゃないかなと思うけど、ただそのこの森友学園が運営している幼稚園がものすごく政治的なメッセージを持って、幼稚園生に、まあ、安保法案万歳とか安倍さん頑張れみたいなことを言わせてる動画が出てきたり、まあ、中国人韓国人に対する差別的な発言だったり、子供の扱いが結構ラフだったりとかっていうのが出てきていて、それはまあ私立だからある意味自由といえば自由で、行かせたくない親がいればそこに行かせなければいいっていうだけの話なんだけど、ただそれを総理大臣の奥さんがエンドースしてしまうっていうのは、まあ不用意といえば不用意ではあるよね。さすがに。
How many schools like that are there operating here?
I have no idea.
But there are other examples for sure, right? There are.
まあこれは結構エクストリームなケースだと思うけどね、さすがに。まあそれでみんな結構ショック受けてるわけだから。
From overseas, people have this impression that Japan is really nationalistic, and then there's all these crazy textbooks talking, you know, revising history, and that's the impression that people have. I don't really get that sense that much here. I don't feel like it's that prevalent, but I don't really know, you know.
まあそういう印象を海外に与えてるっていうのはもちろんあると思うんだよね。安倍首相の靖国参拝とかいろんなことがあるから。ただ日本の学校自体がどうかっていうと、私自身の経験からするとそこまで政治的な感じではなかったっていうか、そんなに興味ないし、近代史をやる時間がまずそんななかったから、卑弥呼からやってるからもう間に合わなくて、だからあんまりそういう印象はないんだけど、確かに外から見るとそう見えるよね。でこの話もそのまず土地評価額の 14% で取得している、めちゃくちゃ安いで、さらにそれを運営しているところは安倍さん頑張れみたいな政治的な内容をしていて、さらに奥さんは名誉校長ですってなった時に怪しく見えるじゃん。普通に怪しくなかったとしてもね。
In situations like this, people cover their ass. They know what they're doing. So people are very careful not to establish certain connections or associations with certain people. And it's just limit your own liability just in case something were to happen.
そこがやっぱりちょっと不用意だし、その動画で昭恵夫人が、ね、そのせっかく この幼稚園で芯ができたものが公立の小学校に入った途端に揺らいでしまうとか、こう大絶賛した上に公立の学校を否定するみたいな発言が動画でしかも証拠として残っちゃってるとか、だからそういうのを全て含めて、たとえこの安く買ったっていうこと自体が口利きとかがなかったとしても、怪しく見えることはもう仕方ないから、そのコミュニケーションの観点から言うと、安倍さんもそこは認めちゃえばよかったのになと思う。そのあ、いや怪しく見えるのは分かりますと、怪しく見えるのは分かる、確かにそうだ、妻も名誉校長だし、
well, だけど if you deny that it's 怪しい then that's
そうなの
kind of weird、
そう怪しく見えるのは分かるから、きっちり調査をしてその疑惑を晴らしますなりっていう形に持っていけばよかったんだけど、なんかそう否定否定ですごくディフェンシブになってしまって、でさらに今この森友学園の理事長を参考人招致しましょうっていうのに対しても自民党だけが反対をしていて、その要は本当に怪しくないんであれば、逆に安倍さんと安倍さんの奥さんは名前を使われたりとかして勝手に、被害を被ってるわけだから、参考人招致をしてきちんと説明してもらえばいいじゃないかと私は思うんだけど、なんかこうそう今マイケルが言ったみたいに、怪しく見えるっていうこと自体も否定しちゃうとあんまりコンビンシングではないからね。
Yeah. I feel like this is so common here though. Like this, not necessarily the right-wingedness of this, butthis way of just doing business in Japan between the government and corporations seems so much more prevalent here than most other places, I would imagine. I mean, like the whole hydrogen infrastructure thing reeks just like this. And Abe received the first car off of that assembly line.
Right.
And it's like, all right, this is kind of...Is this level of favoritism permissible? I mean, do we have conflicts of interest here? Are policies being manipulated? I mean, to suggest that these corporations or these companies don't have influence over policy in these situations is just really naive.
そう。で、そういうのって国民全体に関わってくる問題だから、安倍さんのことが普段から好きか嫌いかとか右翼左翼とかそういうのは全く関係ない話なんだけれども、これはたまたま森友学園の方針っていうのが、まあ、一部の人にはすごいショッキングなものであるために そういうのも入ってきて、もうなんか議論がぐちゃぐちゃになっている。だからその学校の思想自体をすごく叩いている議論もあるし、それに対して、いや私学なんだからいいじゃないかとか、
うん、
なんかこう論点がちょっとずれてきちゃってる感じがするよね、やっぱり。
How do you feel about、institutionalized nationalism in the first place?
Well, I don't like it. I mean, I was one、yeah. of those people who got basically disgusted by watching this video at this preschool.、
Hmm.
その安保法案よかったですみたいなやつだから
that's like too like, simple.
Yeah, just like shoving words into children's mouth. That's
yeah. It's
personally,
weird.
Personally, I don't like that.
When I went to a public school in the U.S.、
Mm.
briefly when I was young, just for a couple years, but I had to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Put、
so、
my、
ね、
hand on my chest and、yeah. like recite this whole thing.
そのアメリカのもう私は不思議だもん。その学校のあれ何授業の前に
Yeah, well, at the beginning of school.
朝礼かでみんなでせーので
We were all standing in a large gymnasium、mm-hmm. and facing this. You have to look at the flag.
Yeah.
You are looking. Point your eyes at this glorious flag.
Yeah.
And recite this thing. And it's weird. It's this, you feel this weird...camaraderie with everyone else that's doing it at the time. It's like, I'm in. Like, we're all, I don't know.
だからすごいダブルスタンダードがあるよね。それを例えば北朝鮮でやってますっていうのを見ると、みんな、わあ、さすが北朝鮮怖いみたいになるわけじゃん。
Right. Westerners are really critical of the goose stepping.
でもそれがアメリカだと、まあ、別にみんな普通に見てるわけで。
Yeah. And if you go watch a movie on one of theU.S. military bases. Right before they show the movie, you have to sit through like 5 minutes of just nationalistic, just、
hmm.
slow motion videos of F-16 squads just like peeling away, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
And you have to do the、you have to stand up for it.、Hmm. You stand up for it. I think you put your hand on your chest before just to watch a movie.
すごい難しいんだよね。そういう愛国心みたいなものってその悪気がある、それをすごく推してる人も悪気があるわけじゃないし、反対してる人も悪気があるわけじゃなくて、どっちも正義だと思って主張してるわけじゃん。だからツイッターとか見てもすごいお互い一方通行で絶対に分かり合えない状態が生まれちゃってるわけなんだけど。
So you don't feel nationalistic
No.
At all? You must feel a bit nationalistic.
私はだから反動で逆に触れちゃった。ね、昔はすごいナショナリスティックだったと思う。
Mm.
もう何変な話、サッカーで北朝鮮と日本が戦ってる時とかめっちゃ応援して負けそうになってきたら泣きたくなるレベルみたいなとか。
Yeah.
あの。もう日本超ラブみたいな。
But if the World Cup came around, you'd get into it again and you'd be like rooting for Japan.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
でも今も別に日本は大好きだけど、そういう愛国心とか戦前への回帰とか、その憲法をアメリカに押し付けられたとか、そういうのは別に思わないし、その幼稚園生のうちからそれを頭に叩き込まなくちゃいけないとも思わない。まあ安倍さん自身もこの動画を多分見て、国会であの幼稚園生に安倍さん頑張れとか別に言われたくないと言ってたからちょっと安心したけど。
Mm. It's weird because you can understand sort of how these people feel. They just really feel strongly like this is a great country with a precious culture and values that we want、yeah. to preserve, promote, and propagate. And like nationalism comes off really gross to people who aren't nationalistic. But if you love that country too, it's just like, fuck yeah. It's like this yeah, weird. Yeah, yeah.
そうだからスポーツを応援してる時とまさに本当一緒で、この学校の運動会でさ、日本を悪者にしている中国人と韓国人が心を改めるようにとか幼稚園生が言ってるわけじゃん。うん、でそれをまあ本当に信じてる人にとっては本当にこれは正論であって、
うん、
あの愛国心が一番大事だし、まあ、天皇も日本がこれまでずっと守ってきたものとしてすごく重要だしっていうのも分からないでもないんだけど、だからプライオリティの問題だよね。まあそれは本当に個人の好みというかさ、
well, I think、if you go to other countries, you can have that same feeling about a lot of different places. And, it, and you realize,、ね、like, this is, I just like it because of who I am.、
Mm.
It's not that it's better. It's not,
yeah, yeah.
It's, it doesn't really work like that.
そうだね。
You know?
本当はね。So,
to an extent, it's just an illusion. And that illusion can crumble apart if you go and travel to other countries or live somewhere else and、
ね、
really come into contact with other cultures.
いや、だからいろんな国に住んだことある人でものすごいナショナリスティックな人ってあんまり見ないもんね。
Yeah.
まあそれぞれみんないいとこも悪いとこもあってっていうちょっと俯瞰して見れるわけじゃん。だからそこまでうちの国のこれが一番でとかならなくても、
It's oddly self-selecting though, because if you're a nationalistic person, you're much less likely to travel, and if you do travel,、
まあね、
you're much less likely to be open-minded about、right. other cultures. So it doesn't really move itself.
そうだね。だからそれで差がすごいついちゃうんだよね、ギャップが。でなかなかこう話し合っても分かり合えないみたいになっちゃう。だからツイッターでこの森友学園の話が、まあ、結構は前に出てきた時に見てたら、その支持している人たちからすると、なんだっけな、平等主義とか、多文化共生っていう悪いものを押そうとしてるみたいな。だからその人たちにとっては、私にとっても無条件で平等とか平和とか多文化共生とか多様性っていうのはいいものって私の中では思ってるけど、それ自体が良くないって思ってる人もいっぱいいて、
うん、
っていうその価値観の違い、その無条件でいい、当たり前にいいと思ってることをあっちは無条件で当たり前に悪いと思ってるわけだから、そりゃまあね、こういうことにもなるわって感じ。
It's really been、this whole boundary thing and identity and group thing has just been such a theme in the last couple years.
そうだよね、日本だけじゃなくてね。
Brexit and with、what's going on in the United States and all across Europe and、
yeah.
basically the whole world right now, because globalization has, it's at a certain point now where the momentum is just absolutely undeniable.、
Mm.
And so people are freaking out and people are、trying to do something about it. So there are a lot of efforts being taken against globalization.、
Mm.
They're all going to fail miserably. But I don't know, here we are.
そうね。なんか傷つく人をなるべく減らすためにはどうしたらいいかっていう基準で自分は考えると、そういう多様性とか受け入れるとか、まあ、平等平和とかなっていくわけだけど、そこをあんまり気にしないってなると、まあ、
mm.
その逆を選択するっていう人ももちろんいるよね。
Yeah.
サイサイサイ
次
美女と野獣の実写版映画が公開を控えていますが、ディズニー映画で初めてゲイのキャラクターが登場することが発表され、これに対しアメリカ各地の映画館やロシア政府が映画の公開をボイコットすると警告する事態となっています。この事態を受け、メディアやネットでは10代の女の子が野獣と恋に落ちる設定は気にしないのに、ゲイのキャラクターはダメなのかと揶揄するコメントが相次いでいます。
Leading up to the release of Disney's Beauty and the Beast live-action movie, Disney announced that it would feature a gay character for the first time. In response to this, several theaters in the United States as well as the Russian government indicated that they would boycott the movie. Teenage girls have reacted to this online, pointing out the hypocrisy that people don't have a problem with this woman falling in love with an animal, but a gay character is problematic.
そう、まあアメリカ各地の映画館で言ってもそのキリスト教の人がオーナーの映画館とかっていう話なんだけど、
で、ロシアは、is there only one theater in the United States that's coming out and banning this thing so far?
アラバマの映画館とが、まあ大っぴろげに言っていて、まあでもいくつかって書いてあった。で、ロシアはもともとホモセクシュアリティとかを推進するものはダメっていう決まりがあるから、これはどうなんだろうっていうのを今審議中らしい。
Do you think? I thought I saw something where a Russian official said they weren't going to ban it.
Oh, good.
But it will be a 16 and older rated movie, which is a first for Disney, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have that anti-homosexuality propaganda law in Russia.
そう。で、このゲイのキャラクターっていうのが、美女と野獣のガストンの子分で出てくるラフーっていうちょっとちっちゃい、ぽっちゃりめの男性のキャラクターなんだけど、I don't know if you remember.
Is he the? I don't even. No, I don't.
なんかガストンにいつもくっついて回ってて、イエスマンみたいな人間人間。
Because isn't there a bunch of like brooms
and
shit? Yeah,
それはあれじゃん。美女が誘拐されたお城の中の人たちじゃん。じゃなくて、美女の村の人で、まあ、ちょっと悪者的な立ち位置の人の子分なんだけど、面白いことにコップのキャラクターでチップっていうキャラクターが出てくるんだけど、その声をもともとディズニーのアニメでやった人が、いやみんなびっくりしてるけど自分はもともとそのラフーのキャラクターってゲイだよみたいな、もともとゲイだと思ってたから今さらなんでそんなびっくりしてるのか意味わかんないっていうことを言っていて。
Was it officially gay from a long time ago? Or?
いやアニメの時はゲイだっていう。
Is it just coming out of the closet now with this movie?
ただ確かね彼は
Can characters just be in the closet for like 50 years or however long it's been?
I think so, because そのダンブルドアとかもそうじゃん、だって。
That's real life, no? Dumbledore didn't come out as gay in the Harry Potter movie, did he?
No, but I think J.K. Rowling said he is, right? So
in the story?
Yeah.
Did she say that in the story? Or
no,
she...
no, not in the story.
Oh.
ただ、だから原作でははっきりとは明示はされてないけど、なんとなくゲイなんじゃないかなってみんなが思ってて、で作家がゲイですってコンフィームしたっていう。
Why don't you just let the character come out on their own?
でも例えばそういう別に機会がなければさ、だってストレートなキャラだってわざわざ私はストレートですっていう機会がないキャラもいるわけで。
But I kind of feel bad. If your author just went around telling everyone.
で美女と野獣に関しては確かねそのガストンにの魅力を伝える歌があるんだよね。ラフーが歌うんだけど、なんかこんな素晴らしいじゃんあなたはみたいなことを。 I really don't remember. I only vaguely, I mean I haven't seen it in like so many years, but だからまあそれが彼にすごく惹かれてるからそういう魅力がいっぱい浮かんでくるっていう説明をしようと思えばできる感じにはまあ確かになってるかな。
When does this movie come out?
知らん。
そう。
知らない。でも確かにね、これってもともとさ、美女が誘拐されて監禁されている中で野獣のことを好きになっちゃうから、ストックホルムシンドロームじゃんってずっと言われているじゃん。だからそこは問題視しないのに、 たった一人ゲイのキャラクターが出てくるっていうことがここまで大きな話題になるっていうのは確かに腑には落ちないよね。だってや、うん、なんか私最近何年か前にフランスで実写化されて美女と野獣がで結構有名な俳優さんが出ててそれも見たんだけど、だから大人になってから美女と野獣のテーマにだから触れる機会があって、その時思ったもん、やっぱいや野獣好きになるってちょっとやばいだろうみたいな、その自分だったらさちょっとやばい人じゃん、なんか、yeah. あふわふわで可愛いとかはあるかもしれないけど
But he's not a, a straight up animal, right?
うん、人間が野獣にされちゃってるんだけど
Right, so it's He's like still in there is the idea, yeah, like he's still in there, it's still this guy
いやでもアニメ版だと結構野獣度がすごいっていうかさ、四つ足で走ったりするシーンも確かあったと思うし、
But doesn't he like put on a suit at the end or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of weird, yeah.
うん。だからどの時点で実はこれは人間なんだって学ぶのか忘れた。どっちが先に来てたんだっけ？その人間実は人間なんだって分かってから好きになったのか。
うん。
まあそっちが先なのかな。
It has to be, no? You won't just start liking this animal that's in the house randomly.
しかも監禁されてんだよ、自分が。野獣に監禁されてさ、好きになっちゃうとか、ちょっと不思議な話だよね、よく
考え What was that rose thing in that glass?
だそのバラが
Spoiler alert, I guess.
バラが枯れる前に本当の愛を見つけないと一生を野獣のままで死にますっていう、
hmm.
だそれが枯れる前に愛を見つだからもともとすごい嫌なやつだったから、その嫌なやつのままだと愛してくれる人なんて見つからないじゃん絶対、だから彼はどっかしらで変わらないと人間には戻れないっていうことだったと思うんだけど、
hmm. It's kind of a trip that rose thingDidn't they do that in that Mr. Freeze Batman movie or something? Didn't Mr. Freeze in like
I don't even Batman, know what Mr. Freeze is.
Arnold Schwarzenegger had this ice gun and there was a Batman movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
Okay.
And I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger had the Beauty and the Beast rose type thing too.
Huh.
It was like a weird...
Okay.
I don't know. It's too fuzzy.
おぼろげすぎるわ。
Never mind.
次、ファミレスが24時間営業をやめたり、スーパーが閉店時間を前倒しするなど、お店が営業時間を短縮する動きが広がっていますが、テナントの要望を受け、ファッションビルのルミネも来月から8割の店舗で閉店を30分早めることを発表しました。深刻な人手不足への対応や店舗運営の効率化、従業員の働きやすさへの配慮など、さまざまな原因から複数の業界で営業時間見直しの動きが高まっています。
As some family restaurants are ending 24-hour operation and supermarkets are moving up their closing times, it's clear that stores are shortening their business hours. Recently, fashion complex Lumine has announced, after receiving requests from tenants, that from next month, 80% of their stores will close 30 minutes earlier.Many stores are following this trend for a variety of reasons, including being short-handed, management efficiency, and consideration for employees.
そう、地域によっては高齢化が進んでるから深夜にお客さんがあんまり来なくなってるとか、
mm.
あとは単純に消費が落ち込んでるっていうのもあるみたいで、伊勢丹と高島屋でも営業時間を短縮してて、スカイラークとかロイヤルホストとかのファミレスも24時間営業をやめて深夜2時に閉店するとかっていう風に切り替えてるみたいの、主には人手がやっぱり足りないっていうことが原因らしいよ。まあ人口が減ってるもんね。
Well, yeah, that and I think people are buying a lot more stuff online now
So,
if you, right across the street from Lumine is a huge billboard at the Meiji Jingu Mae Kousaten that is for Amazon fashion.
Hmm.
Right there, right next. I mean, it's a huge billboard right in the middle of the intersection. And when I was reading this, I was just like, oh, that makes perfect sense. You know?
What did it say?
It doesn't say anything. It just has some, you know, a pretty model wearing the clothes. And it says like Amazon fashion.
Hmm. でもなんかこう人手が足りないのかなっていうのはまず感じない？最近この都内にいるとやっぱりあのレストランとかも最近ウェイターさんが日本人じゃない人が増えてる気がする。だからこの間レストラン行ったら初めてこう厨房が見えるタイプのレストなんかカウンターで中に厨房があるみたいなカウンターので全員日本人じゃないなかった。さすがに全員はちょっと珍しいなと。あと最近温泉行ってそしたら働いてる人が私が見た中はほとんどみんな中国人だったのね。やっぱり中国人の観光客増えてるからだと思うんだけど、でみんななんかあんまり日本語が得意じゃないわけよ。で、あの温泉の接客ってでもすごい大変じゃん。日本語いっぱい言わなきゃいけないわけよ。で食べ物運んできた時も先付けですとかさ、でこれは何でこれは何でとか全部いちいち説明しなくちゃいけないじゃん。ですごい大変で、彼がめっちゃ心の中で応援したもん。あ頑張れあとちょっとみたいな。
I mean, that's hard for Japanese people to do.
そうなの。
That's like the highest level. You know, when I go to an onsen like that, and if it comes, if it, you know, the whole deal with the food and the service and.
そうメニュー見てもさ、日本人でもわかんないのいっぱいあるじゃん。
Where
did you go? 箱根。
Huh.
でもすごい大変で、で彼はでもすごいチャーミングな人だったのよ。でそのなんかすいませんみたいな感じで、あのいや全然大丈夫ですよとか言ってさ、逆にほっこりした気分になったもん。なんかあの完璧にやってくれてもいいんだけど、逆に完璧じゃないことによって癒されるみたいな。
But you know, I can see some people, you know, they're exhausted or something, that, and they're not in the mindset to be cheering on someone who can't.Do the perfect service, you know?
I guess.
You know, I just went to Nagano a few days ago, and it was like, it's crazy how few people you see in places like that. And everywhere, everywhere is closed in Nagano. Everywhere is closed. I was driving around.
Where in Nagano did you go?
I'm not sure.
Eh?
I went to an onsen called Yaho. I like drove through the town, and because I went to this, I went to that some random mountain in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
To write and hang out, but yeah, everything was closed out there, and everyone is old.
Okay.
And nothing's really happening. It's beautiful, like driving through there. Like, you look around and it's like, my God, like this view, these crazy snow capped mountains. Like,
yeah,
they look just as big as Mount Fuji. Like, they're huge, and it's all sides. And the air is so clean, and everything's so pretty, and the nature is so nice, and the mountains are just so beautiful. And there's no people, no one's interested, you know.
長野いいよね。めっちゃ好き。
It's underrated. The weather is insane, though. It's just blizzards, snowstorms, and then like hail, and I don't know what was going on.
まあちょっと戻るけど、この24時間営業ってさ、まあ減った方がいいと思わない？私は思ってたんだけど、ずっと。
It's weird. It's like you need 24-hour places because people work at night too, and they get off work and then they need to go.
Right. だから場所によるよね。その今だから多分それをやってると思うんだけど、それが需要がある場所ではやればいいし、ないのにやり続けてるところっていうのはやっぱりやめていいと思う。
It seems like it's going to be a domino effect. You know, once you stop having people work so late, Now less places need to be open that late because people went home already.
まあ、ただだからトラックの運転手さんとかさ、まあ、どうしても深夜に働かなきゃいけない人とかはやっぱりファミレスとかコンビニがあった方が便利なのかなと思うけど、この街中はね、コンビニもどっちにしろあるし、そんな全部が24時間やってなくても。
I mean, this is just a small piece of what's happening right now. Every truck driver on this planet is going to lose their job in less than 10 years, as is every single manual labor worker. This is just a small, the death of a very small canary, leading up to what's going to be ultimately extremely destabilizing for our societies and the global economy. Narrow AI and driving is like one of the biggest employers of people on this planet, as is manual labor. And both of those things are going to be, human labor is not going to be competitive at all within 5 to 10 years. And remember I was telling you how I went to buy that Dyson 掃除機, and I went to Denki Yasan and I looked at it and I pulled out my phone, looked it up on Amazon. It's like, oh, duh, it costs like 1万 less, you know? And yeah. So all these stores are going to close. We're going to have tons of space. We're not going to know what to do with all this.
まあ今そういうふうにアマゾンとかの需要がすごい増えてるから配達がすごい大変になってるじゃん。
Uber Eats too. Like people don't go and eat at these restaurants as much anymore.
だからそれもちょっと心配だよね。やっぱりその配達してる人たちのブラックっぷりというか、ものすごい量の荷物を毎日さばかなきゃいけなくて、すごいストレスがたまるみたいな。で、残業時間とかもすごいし、ちゃんと残業代も払われてなかったりとか、そう、便利だけど、だからどこまで便利に、だから今すごいじゃん。何？ドンキとかだっけ？なんだっけ？買ってからもう2時間以内とか1時間以内に届きますとか、2時間以内に届きますとか、まあ Amazon プライムとかも。ね、当日発送か次の日発送かとかじゃん。
Pretty soon there's going to be a little robot that walks up your stairs and hands you your meal. Like, yeah. If you've seen
no,
the...
I'm just talking about like right now, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, その発送までの時間をどんどん短縮してそれがセールスポイントになってるわけじゃん。Mm-hmm. で、そのセールスポイントを押しすぎてみんながそれにも慣れちゃうし、で、配達の人が死にそうになってる現状っていうさ。
Right. Well, that's what's happened with Uber. You know, a lot of the people working for Uber had those sentiments because they're getting paid way less now because Uber had to compete with Lyft.
Right.
So both companies, when you have that kind of competition where it's so, you know, on the wire, it gets pretty rough for all of the employees.
そうだよね。
But it's great for society. It's great for everyone else.
Yeah, but...
Except that everyone else is also getting looped into a similar situation at their own workplace.
誰かのものすごいエクスペンスのもとに成り立ってる便利さっていうのってそこまで必要なのかなとは思うよね。
次。In an experiment conducted by Ohio University, subjects who simply imagined exercising their wrists without actually exercising them, developed wrist muscles twice as strong than the group who did not. The experiment lasted a month, with half of the subjects performing the imaginary exercises 11 minutes per day, 5 days a week. Both groups had their wrists immobilized in surgical casts. The researchers then examined the neuromuscular pathways of the subjects' brains by subjecting the motor cortex to a magnetic field and measuring muscle contraction and paralysis duration. They found that subjects who had performed imaginary exercises had much stronger neuromuscular pathways.
Ohio 大学が行った実験で、手首のエクササイズを妄想するだけで手首の筋肉が発達することが分かりました。 被験者を2つのグループに分け、1ヶ月間手首を動かさないようにギプスをはめた状態で過ごしてもらい、片方のグループのみ週5日1日11分間妄想で手首をエクササイズしてもらいました。1ヶ月後、被験者の脳の運動皮質を磁場解析し、筋肉の収縮と麻痺の長さを計測しました。すると妄想エクササイズしていたグループはしなかったグループに比べ神経筋経路が2倍の強さになっていました。これさ、11分間妄想でエクササイズするってめちゃくちゃ長いよね。
I would say no. Because what's actually happening happens when you actually do things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you actually go to the gym and physically work out, you're performing maybe an hour and a half of the same imaginary exercises. The only difference is that your body is doing it as well. So, I mean, in terms of your experience, if you're not actually doing something, I'm sure 11 minutes just sitting there imagining something would feel like a long time though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.It's hard.
Yeah, well, it feels like a long time, but if you compare it to like what they're doing the experiment on, we actually perform those exercises with our brain for much, much longer periods of time.
11分間手首のエクササイズ妄想するの?
The idea here isNot necessarily that the muscles themselves are getting way stronger, but rather your brain's ability to control those muscles and activate those muscle fibers is either enhanced or at least maintained. If you're not doing the imaginary exercise and you have your wrist in a cast like that, it's not justthe muscles in your forearm that are atrophying, but it is your brain's ability to activate those muscles that is atrophying as well.
そっか、だから強くなってるっていうよりも衰えを防止できるってことか。その、
right.
あのギプスしてる状態だから。 I mean,
it depends what you mean by strength. BecauseI don't know how to quantify it, but your ability to your brain's connection with your muscle fibers is probably responsible for most of your power generation. Even if you have really huge, strong muscles for a particular movement, you may not be able to exert that much force in a different movement, even if you're using the same muscles, just because your brain.Doesn't have that development.
Right.
This is the argument against bodybuilding, because bodybuilding focuses on the physical development and very much neglects the development of your brain's control of your muscles. That's more strength training or powerlifting type stuff. But then powerlifting neglects.The fact that your brain needs to be able to control your body in all different kinds of positions and situations and stuff. And that's where we have like this, the new trend of like Edo Portal and like movement people.
だから足が折れちゃったりして動かせないときに、その足を動かしてエクササイズしてる妄想をしといたら、筋肉が衰えるのを若干防げる可能性があるっていうことだよね。
Mm-hmm. Well, this is like waking up from a coma and trying to move your toes.
Yeah.
If you don't try to move your toes and keep trying to move your toes, I mean, this is my understanding of how the rehabilitation tends to go, but it's people pretending to move their toes over and over and over that eventually makes it possible. It's a mind over matter exercise.
Right.Reminds me of that Kill Bill scene where she was in a coma for like years or whatever, and there's this scene where she escapes and she gets into a car, and she just tries to move her legs because she needs to drive, and she's just staring at her toe like super intensely, and she's like, and then it moves just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
I don't remember that specific scene.
Oh, なんかすごい印象的だったのそのシーンが. It's like this willpower, you know, like, come on. And it, I mean, it's a movie, but.
Yeah. We see this in real life a lot. In combat sports, it's called ring rust. It's just, ring rust is kind of a general term for what happens to fighters, even if they're training all the time. If they haven't put their body through the actual stuff, certain people that have been able to not fight for a long time and come back and be successful, they credit their success to visualization and actually denying that ring rust even exists, because they know that the whole thing is mental, and you have to somehow get your brain and your body to run the same movie when you're trying to move, if that makes sense.
Okay. Interesting. So how many people did this experiment, do you know?
I think it was like, in total, they had like 36 people or something.
Mm.
And they had two groups.
Mm.
But both groups had their wrists immobilized.
Okay.
And only one group did the imagining thing.
面白いね.
Have you seen this? There's a short story. I forget who it's by. But the short story was titled, They're Made of Meat. Have you seen this?
No.
There's short movies made from this story where it's just a conversation between these two people at a diner, except that the two people are extraterrestrials, and they're extraterrestrials that are investigating life on this planet. And so they're sitting in this diner, and there's human beings walking around and talking to each other and high five, you know, just being normal people. And they have this conversation where it's like, wait, so these creatures, they're made of meat. And this guy's like, yes, we probed them. We probed them all the way through, and it's all meat. And the other guy's like, wait, so how do they think? And he's like, they think with meat. Like, the meat is thinking? It's like, yes. So they don't have a brain. No, they have brains. Wait, how can they have brains if they're just meat? No, the meat, the brain is made of meat. This guy's like, what? These aliens, it's like this conversation between these two aliens. It's like, how does the meat think? Like,
yeah.
And it's like so bizarre to them. And if you watch this short movie, it's just, by the end, you feel so weird.
Yeah.
Especially when you start thinking about yourself.
そうだね。いや、自分でも不思議だもんね。自分が人間だけど。
Yeah. Like, we know that we're the weirdest things that we know of.
Yeah. いや、たまに思うもん。なんかパソコンとかは電源につながってるじゃん。
It makes sense that it can do calculations.
うん。うちらなんか何にもつながってない。
Yeah.
で、
wireless.
常にオンの状態で生きていられる。
Well, we have to shut off for like 8 hours every day and recharge.
But we're still alive, you know. Mm-hmm. Our body is functioning even when we're sleeping. That's weird.
It's weird that sleep mode is like, we do have a sleep mode.
Yeah, and we talked about it on here a while ago that, you know, we're still conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not like totally unconscious or anything. That's weird too. So let's go to the next one because it's a big one.
According to a new 8,378-page release from WikiLeaks named Vault 7 Year Zero, with the ominous passphrase, splinter it into 8,000 pieces and scatter it into the winds, the CIA conspired with UK intelligence MI5 to develop a surveillance tool called Weeping Angel, which places a target TV into a fake off mode while operating as a bug, recording conversations and transmitting them to a CIA server. Additionally, the CIA is capable of surveillance hacking iPhones, Androids, Mac, Windows, and Linux machines, including messages, GPS, microphone, and camera, and even encrypted message apps are compromised. The release also suggests that the CIA developed hacking technologies to remote control vehicles and assassinate an occupying target by crashing their car. It is suggested by WikiLeaks that the CIA has now lost control of the majority of its surveillance hacking arsenal, implying that non-CIA parties now also have access to these tools and can exploit the vulnerabilities put in place by the US government. With Year Zero allegedly making up less than 1% of WikiLeaks' total release, Vault 7 is expected to be the largest intelligence data dump in history.
WikiLeaks が splinter it into a thousand pieces and scatter it into the winds というパスワードとともに公開した8378ページに及ぶ文書で、CIA がイギリスの情報機関 MI5 と共謀し、Weeping Angel と名付けられた監視ツールを開発して、テレビにバグとして仕込み、テレビの電源がオフになっていると見せかけて周囲の会話を録音し、CIA のサーバーに送信していたことが分かりました。さらに CIA は iPhone、Android、Mac、Windows、Linux にハッキングし、メールや位置情報を監視できるほか、マイクやカメラも遠隔操作可能で、暗号化されたメールアプリ内のメッセージも解読していたことが分かりました。また文書では CIA が車を遠隔操作して事故を起こし、車内の人間を暗殺する技術を開発していたことも示されています。WikiLeaks は CIA は現在大多数のハッキングツールのコントロールを失っていると指摘し、アメリカ政府の監視によって無防備になった個人情報に CIA 以外の第三者がアクセスできる状態になっていることを示唆しました。今回の情報はボルト7と呼ばれる過去最大の機密情報の一部で、その第一弾としてイヤーゼロという名前で公開されました。
Yes.
車が木に突っ込んで死んじゃった人いたもんね。
Journalist Michael Hastings?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's even more suspicious now.
ね、本当。ずっと陰謀説だけど。
And they shouldn't deny that it's 怪しい。
そうだね。本当だよね。
Yeah. Snowden tweeted, "The CIA reports show that the U.S. government developing vulnerabilities in U.S. products." And then intentionally keeping the holes open, reckless beyond words. So Snowden is highlighting the fact that the US government essentially required that all of these technologies that we use retain holes in the security that can be exploited not only by the CIA, but other organizations as well.
ん？でもそれを企業が受け入れてたってこと？
I believe so, but it's hard to say at this point. Obviously, I think companies would deny being involved. However, certain companies, I think, definitely are.
まあだってね、合意しないとできないもんね、それは企業が。
Yeah, it seems like it was specified that the Samsung TVs were in particular targeted for the fake off mode. That fake off mode thing is scary.
本当嫌だよね。
Fake off mode.
そうだね、サムスンのテレビが結構名指しされてるよね、記事で見ると。
I mean, it may be other TVs as well.
いや、まずテレビに自分の会話が録音されてるとは思わないし、オフになってたらオフだと思うじゃん。
But microphones require so little power. And it's, you can't tell. And it's, they don't, I don't think that much data is being transmitted either, you know.
気持ち悪いよね。だって、まあ、日本もそうだし、アメリカだって、まあ、イギリスも民主主義の国なわけで、その政府っていうのは 国民のために国民に仕えているものっていうことが民主主義の原則にあるわけだから、その仕えている存在が仕えている対象をこういうふうにこっそり監視してるっていうのは民主主義に反してるし、まあ気持ち悪いよねすごく。
Yeah, it's hard to believe. This is it's crazy how often 1984 and these books get brought up, but this is 1984 is now 100% official. It's official. Confirmed. 1984, despite the book being one of the most read sci-fi novels ever, despite it being required reading in educational programs in the West, many of them, this still happened. And that book was written like 50 years ago or yeah. something. So, I don't know. It's crazy.
なんかそのすごい自分たちはすごい存在であって007みたいな、もう国民に隠れて何でもやり放題で、すごい技術もあるしお金もあるし、
うん、
ってやってたのかもしれないけど、結局こうやってバレてたりとか、そのハッキングツールのコントロールを失っちゃって第三者がアクセスできる状態になってるとか、やっぱり人間だからこういうダサいことになるじゃん、うん、すごい自分たちの能力を過信してるというかさ、それがすごい嫌だよね。なんか
You know, if someone said anything like this 5 years ago, people would laugh in your face.
そうだね、
You're such a tinfoil hat conspiracy、yeah. theorist. Are you serious? You really think that the, oh yeah, the government's spying on us, they're in all of our devices. You know, it sounded like that. Like you're a crazy、yeah. person if you believe this stuff.
そうだね、
And now it's likeCompletely true, so
yeah.
I guess we were all crazy for not expecting it, I guess.
Yeah.
The car control thing, like, holy crap, that is James Bond level stuff.
Mm.
It's going to be in movies now, you know?
Yeah.
James Bond is going to be in a car and it's going to get remote controlled and he's going to have to, you know, dive out or something.
Yeah.
This passphrase...Splinter it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the winds. It's a reference to something John F. Kennedy said. JFK said that, he said, I will splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the winds.
Hmm.
And...
Wait, what was his problem with CIA back then?
That they were about to kill him? I don't know. I don't know. That the whole JFK thing is so complex and there's so many angles on it, I can't even begin.
Okay.
But, I mean, have you looked into the JFK assassination and what happened and the whole, I don't know, the Oswald, all the CIA brainwashing, there's this whole thing.
Right.
So this is kind of a weirdIt's really ominous because if you're familiar with the circumstances and the CIA and a speech, I believe that Kennedy gave about the CIA very publicly, criticizing them, and it's like, we are opposed to secret institutions and like this whole...
Sounds like it's your alien voice.
Yeah, that's, that was like a old school presidential voice. Some people think, of course, this comes back to the left-right, liberal conservative politics in the United States where...
Yeah, もう全部そうだよね。
But it seems so far that only The Guardian is saying that this is Russia. And even all the other liberal outlets...have kind of jumped ship on the Russian, anti-Russian narrative as with regard to this. Because before, the liberal media was saying WikiLeaks works for Russia, Assange is a Russian, you know, everything is Russia is what they were saying.
Yeah.
But with this particular story, it seems like a lot of those outlets have reversed course on that narrative. Because why wouldn't they say, oh, it's WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks has a political agenda. I mean, this is what they used to say. I mean, The Guardian's still saying it. But in this particular case, while it's not confirmed and WikiLeaks does not say who the source is, sometimes they'll say who the source is not. But officials within the U.S. government have said that they believe that the source is domestic within the U.S. And it's a former contractor that worked with the CIA. And that's actually the part of the story about them losing control of these tools may actually be related to the source of the leak.
Okay.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
For some reason in the leak, there was a 38 megabyte GIF showing how to open a milk carton.
What?
Yeah.
What does it have anything to do with this?
No one knows.
Okay.
So, but you could speculate that it's steganography.
Okay.
Steganography being hiding encrypted messages in a medium which exists in plain sight. So you don't hide the GIF, and that way it's not suspicious.
Right.
Right. So you can communicate a message to a large number of people, but only have a few people be able to extract the information from that message, the actual information from that message. So it's possible that inside of this GIF, there's some pattern inside of the...
Oh, God, just tell us.
The data that that has a secret message.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's the only reasonable explanation for why you would have a how to open a milk carton GIF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's crazy. It's going to be a big deal. People are losing their minds over this.
まあね、なんか今日本にいるからさ、わあ気持ち悪いとか言ってればいいけど、アメリカに住んでて自分がアメリカ人だったら、
well, this...
うちのサムソンのテレビとかなるよね、普通に。
Well, that, and there's been all these tensions between Donald Trump and the CIA. Because the CIA had came out with all this supposed, after a long time of not having evidence, supposed evidence, that Russia hacked the elections.
Right.
Well, specifically in these leaks, there's information that implies that the CIA has a methodology to doctor evidence and make it look like other countries are doing stuff. There was actually somewhat specific instructions to people within the CIA on how to do that. So now the CIA's claims of evidence, it's like, all right, well, now you've just destroyed. I mean, there's no credibility there anymore.
Yeah.
So now things are kind of coming apart and it's hard to tell.
そうだね。
It's like gotten even, somehow it's gotten even harder to tell what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the intelligence agency that we were depending on to get information, and now it turns out that they've just make shit up and crash people's cars and stuff.
Yeah. まあね、何でもロシアのせいにするからね。でも日本もその共謀罪とかなってきて、こう監視に関してもうちょっと拡大するかもしれないっていうふうに政府もまあはっきり言ってるわけだから。でアメリカとね日本は仲いいわけだし、こういうふうに技術の部分で協力するっていう可能性もなくはないわけだから、これは人事ではないよね。
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, だって encrypted message apps なんかなんだっけ、 WhatsApp とかは大丈夫だったみたいな書いてあったよね。
I doubt it.
They mentioned some apps.
No.
That were kind of okay?
Nah. I mean, yeah, they have like Telegram and WhatsApp, and these apps claim that they're sending encrypted messages. But the operating system that the apps are installed on in the first place is totally compromised.
Mm.
You can't guarantee. It doesn't matter. Like,
right.
No, I think you'd have to have like a quantum computer or something at this point if you wanted to send an encrypted message.
It's really weird. Like, スノーデンの映画途中まで見てもうやめちゃったんだけど、その途中まで見たところでは、スノーデンがこういう監視システムに初めて触れるシーンっていうのがあって、女性が着替えてる動画みたいな、隠しカメラっていうか、あれはパソコンのからの映像だったのかな。とにかく遠隔操作して見たり、メールなりなんなりも全部 Facebook とかも見れるよっていうのを聞いて、スノーデンがショックを受けるっていうシーンだったんだけど、そういう、CIA とかなんとかって言っても、その先にいるのは普通に人間なわけで、そういう人に、たとえそれが CIA とかの人間だったとしても、そういう権利を与えるっていうのは、まあ変な状況だよね。まず違法だし。 It's so weird. I wish that Snowden movie was
better. I haven't seen it.
本当に途中まで飛行機で見てたんだけど、どんな面白いのかなと思って、途中まで見て、もうハリウッドすぎるよね、やっぱり。なんかそのスノーデンが彼女に対して嫉妬するとかさ、そういう恋模様とかやってる場合かみたいな、その映画なんて1時間半とか2時間しかないんだから、もっとすごいことあるじゃん。まあ分かんない、その私が見なかった
Maybe it was, you didn't watch the whole
movie. いや、だから私が見なかった後半が最高に面白いのかもしれないけど、分かんないけど、あまりにハリウッド的で、そう、途中で
I feel like it's too early. Like, Snowden's story is like barely started.
そうなんだよね。You know? うん、早いよね。それも思ったし。なんかその彼女との関係のフォーカスが結構多くて、そういうのが見たいわけじゃないじゃん。
Is it like a romance?
Yeah.
And the whole
it's like how they meet
global and government surveillance 1984 program is just kind of like a side thing in the movie.
Well, like I don't know. It's like how they meet and, you know, they're on their dates and they're fighting. You know, like he gets jealous with whoever she's talking. It's like, fuck this. I don't care. なんかその subject matter はすごい信じられないぐらい exciting なわけじゃん。
Do you think it was nerfed?
I don't know.
It was probably nerfed, no? Whatever they were gonna make as a movie, it probably got nerfed.
I don't know.
They nerf all kinds of stuff.
They have a documentary, right? I hear that's way better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, documentary was すごい面白いって聞いてて、ただこの fiction 版? なんていうの?
I never really get into these like movie versions of stuff. I feel like if you really want to know something about a situation like this, listen to interviews. It's what I always do.
だからなんかスノーデンまだ若いじゃん。まだ若いし生きてるじゃん。で、セミナー、講演とかにも出てるし、ツイッターもやってるし、メッセージも出してるから、で、やってる俳優さんとそんなに年齢も変わんないわけよね。だからわざわざReenactment っていうか再現 VTR みたいにして、いや今それを作る意味ってあるのかなとは思う。確かに、
yeah.
Yeah. 日本語でもツイートしてたしね。
Oh yeah, how long have we been talking about Snowden for?
多分この番組始まって
Snowden is such a classic now.
結構すぐだよね、スノーデン。2013年とか4年とか、スノーデン、いつまでも relevant だね。
すげえ。NASA Director Jim Green and a panel of researchers at NASA's Planetary Science Vision 2050 workshop have proposed a plan for restoring Mars's atmosphere. The group suggested that placing a magnetic dipole shield at a level of 1 or 2 Teslas between Mars and the Sun at a position known as the Mars L1 Lagrange point, would generate an artificial magnetosphere that would shield Mars from solar wind and radiation. Under those new conditions, Mars would gradually restore its atmosphere via volcanic outgassing, resulting in a temperature increase of 4 degrees Celsius. The temperature increase would be enough to then melt the CO2 in the northern polar ice cap, producing a greenhouse effect, further warming the planet until the water ice in the northern polar ice cap began to melt. If that happened, it's predicted to restore 1/7 of Mars's missing oceans. Jim Green also stated the following potential benefits. An enhanced atmosphere would allow larger landed mass of equipment to the surface, shield against most cosmic and solar particle radiation, extend the ability for oxygen extraction, and provide open-air greenhouses to exist for plant production, just to name a few.
NASA のワークショップ Planetary Science Vision 2050 でディレクターのジム・グリーン氏と専門家たちが火星を人間が住みやすい環境に戻す計画を発表しました。火星と太陽の間のマーズ L1 ラグランジポイントと呼ばれる場所に1から2テスラの人工的な双極の磁場を作り、人工の磁気圏を作って火星を太陽風や放射能から守ります。これが成功すれば、火星は火山ガス放出を通して気温が摂氏4度まで上昇し、北極の氷が溶けて二酸化炭素が放出され、失われていた火星の海の7分の1が戻ってきます。ジム・グリーン氏はこの計画の利点について以下のように述べています。大気の増加により地表が拡大し、太陽からの粒子放射線は遮断され、酸素がより生み出されるようになり、植物が存在できる屋外の温室が生まれます。そしてこれはメリットのうちほんの一部です。ますますサイファイ的な話になってきたね。
Yep, it sounds really crazy, but
Terraforming、
It sounds really difficult to do, but supposedly it's not that difficult to do.
これは今人間が持ってる技術でできることなの？
Well, we haven't designed the thing that would do it yet, so it's hard to definitively say, but I would guess that, yeah, we could do this. And it wouldn't be that expensive, or, I mean, it'll be expensive, but it's not going to be I don't think it would be like billions and like tens of billions of dollars or anything. I think it could be done for less than $5 billion.
このシールドはどうやって作るの？どうやって作ってどうやってそれを保つの？
Well, you're creating an artificial magnetosphere or magnetic. It's basically what the Earth has. So the Earth right now, have you seen a picture of the Earth's magnetic field? So you know that it like shoots out the North Pole and it comes right out around the sides and goes back and right. But then there's radiation coming from the sun that hits this magnetic field, which is being generated by our planet spinning. There's like it's a dynamo. So they think that the core inside Mars has slowed down and caused it to not have this natural magnetic field. They think that just with a level of 1 to 2 Teslas, or Tesla, they can deflect enough solar radiation for Mars to actually regain its atmosphere. And
how do they make this shield? I mean,
an electromagnet.
So how do they shoot that up in the air? I mean, how?
Well, you would have to have probably a nuclear or probably nuclear, but maybe a solar powered electromagnet.
Okay.
And that would, and then you would have to place it very precisely at this Lagrange point. And so there's like 4 or 5 Lagrange points.
Okay.
And basically the Lagrange point means that it will orbit there's a location in between the Sun and Mars simply due to gravity and orbital dynamics.
Oh, okay.
Where you can place an object and it will remain in between Mars and the Sun.
Right, okay.
Normally, when something is in orbit, it's going around the object that it's orbiting. The Lagrange point would have it orbiting the Sun, but do so very close to Mars, if that makes sense.
でもさ、それが、それを作って火星にみんなが引っ越して、それのメンテが一番大事ってことでしょ、だってそしたら。それが壊れちゃったり、なんかで動かなくなったら、一気に環境が変わっちゃうってことでしょ。
Not necessarily. Mars has an atmosphere right now. It's very thin.
Yeah.
And it's still being blasted away by the sun, even right now. It's just... But it's... compared to the timescales of our lives, it wouldn't be that catastrophic. Plus, you'd probably build a backup one and have that ready or something.
Okay.
What I found interesting is that 1-2 Tesla is not that much, is not that strong of a magnetic field, because we've produced magnetic fields up to 100 Tesla on Earth, and it would only take 1-2 Tesla to shield all of Mars.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Right?
その惑星の居住可能性自体が人工的なものに左右されるっていう状態になれてないじゃん。地球はそうじゃないから。で、それを考えるとちょっと怖い感じもするけど、でもある意味これだけで火星に普通に住めるようになるってなるとすごいことだよね。
It'll take more than just this. But this...There have been a lot of ideas proposed for terraforming
like
Mars.
Like nuclear bombs?
Elon Musk mentioned that you could do that.
Yeah.
Is detonate a nuclear device over the poles, which might work.
Yeah.
Other people have recommended redirecting an asteroid to hit Mars. And somehow that's going to...help it restart its core. Although okay. I don't really buy that theory. I think if you hit Mars with a huge asteroid, it's just going to be a mess. But this is interesting to me because it's realistic. And Mars is really right around the corner. We don't have to do this to go there and to set up bases and stuff.
Yeah.
But...it would make it a lot easier, I think.
It's really weird how, like, talking about Mars is way more comforting than talking about what's going on here, like with environment and stuff, yeah. Because, I mean, they have nothing over there, but at least we can stay, because they have nothing there right now, it's only positive, right? Like what we can do there, what's going to happen there.Here it's like, oh, you know, it's getting worse and worse, and I don't know.
Well, I don't know if it's getting worse and worse.
Well, it is. If you look at
what does worse mean?
I don't know. I've been looking at the rainforest thing. So
right.
It's getting worse and worse.
The rainforests are getting worse.
Yeah.
That's true. But.
So I think it depends on what you're focusing on, you know? But this is something that I'm focusing on right
rainforests
now, so it's really hard for me to stay optimistic.
Rainforests are being converted into something else, and that something else isn't necessarily all negative. But certainly, as far as... you look at Mars and it's a desert. There's nothing.
Yeah.
And if we build buildings on Mars, imagine Mars that just has a bunch of buildings on it. Doesn't that kind of feel like what Earth is heading towards? Just a desert with a bunch of
buildings. Yeah, see? This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, like so many buildings on Mars. And now you're like, oh, Earth is just going to turn into desert. See? So.
でもこれはすごい面白いね。本当あの、実際の会話じゃないみたい。あの、本当にサイファイの本とか映画に出てくる話みたい。
Mars is real.Like, people are going to go there soon, within our life. Within our lifetime, for sure, people are going to go there. And we might be able to go there. I know it still sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
It still sounds ridiculous. But Mars is for real.
Yeah. まあ、それは結構もう当たり前になってるじゃん。でも、
Among people who know.
Yeah. その火星に人が行くだろうっていうのはさ、でもそれだって何年か前まではね、火星に人とか行けるわけないみたいなさ、てか火星とか何行っちゃってんのみたいなレベルだったじゃん。
Well, a lot of people were saying, I mean, Neil deGrasse Tyson was always saying that, like, SpaceX isn't going to do anything for the space industry, you're crazy. He always said that. I mean,
I don't understand this anti-Elon Musk type of sentiment that certain people have.
Yeah. Well, I think if you're that, there's like a weird NASA loyalty thing there too, I think. So. You know, James Cameron is like, seems like he's trying to go to Europa. I don't know if he's trying to go himself.
What?
apparently James Cameron has been showing up at these meetings at like NASA JPL and stuff.And apparently it's super interesting. James Cameron sitting in on these meetings and he's like saying stuff. He's like, no, you shouldn't do that. You should do it this. And it's like, this is your fucking movie maker. And he's like telling NASA scientists what to do because he was.
でもまあ深海おじさんだもんね。だって。
Yeah.
そりゃエウロパ行って潜りたいよね。James Cameron.
Well, he's a real enthusiast of the ocean. He wants to build a ship to go there, and him and certain people working with him believe that they're like very, very sure that there's life forms on Europa. Mm-hmm. Like, they refuse to believe otherwise.
Right.
There are people so convincedthat they already believe there's aliens on Europa, and it's driving them insane that no one is going over there to like say hello and check them out.
Yeah.
Like, the curiosity is driving people like James Cameron out of their minds over this whole Europa thing.
Yeah.
And the more and more data we get about Europa, the more convincing it is.
あれ、え、ヨーロッパだよね。だってサブマリン作るって NASA が言ってたの。
Titan.
Oh, Titan.
That was Titan.
Ah, そっかそっか.
And the methane lakes, right?
そっか.
But Europa has been gaining a lot of support. And one thing about James Cameron is that he is willing to work with NASA to do all the like promotional, like communicating.
Right.
ま
あそれはお互いウィンウィンだよね。でも多分.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's an $8 billion mission that they're trying to do. $8 billion mission.
It's really cool.
But they think it's guaranteed aliens, so they're going...
Yeah, it's cheap if you think about that, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, we're going to go see aliens, so we're going to make history and whatever billion dollars seem like it's nothing.
Some people seem convinced that there's a high probability of intelligent life in the oceans of Europa.
I hope it's cute. I really hope it doesn't look disgusting. でも disgusting だったらまだいいか。なんか、I hope it's not boring.
How could it possibly be boring?
I don't know. Like,
what, you see a picture of an alien from Europa?
No, like, I don't want it to look like you know, these tiny, like, mijinko mitaina, you know, like, colorless, somehow black and white, you know.
Like, it's just a
like, super tiny, yeah. I want it to be huge, like,
even,
huge.
Even if it's really tiny, I'm sure under a microscope it'll look unbelievable.
I guess so. Demo, 逆にだから, it's possible that it's just a square.
Well,
like, you know what I mean? Like, it can be just a square.
You mean a cube?
Yeah, and even with microscopes, it's just, it's super smooth. It's, there's nothing.
Wouldn't we assume that it was an artificial object then?
No, and it's somehow alive.
Don't you think?
Like, it's possible.
Look at what we're doing, right? We make robots and we send them places.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't we assume that if we were going to see something or interact with something, that it would just be a robot that aliens made and not aliens?
I guess.
Wouldn't
then
those
we
be...
we won't be able to tell. Like, if we were to find something that looks like certain viruses that we have here, it looks like a robot, right? So we might assume that it's artificial if it's on some other planet.
What if it just developed that way from the beginning?
Yeah.
Like nobody made it. I don't know if that makes sense.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Europa has like way, way, way bigger oceans than Earth does. Yeah. And Earth is mostly ocean. Yeah. But Europa has like, I don't know, something crazy.
Yeah, まあ、ヨーロッパ
20times more water or something.
Yeah, 本当に夢があるよね。ぜひジェームス・キャメロン行ってほしいね。
Well, he's not gonna go. If he went, it's a one-way mission.
How long does it take to get there?
Well, Jupiter, yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe like 4 times longer than Mars. I think you could get there in like a...
like whatever years.
But I don't know. Because it depends what you're sending. Because if you're just sending a probe or something,
yeah,
it'll probably just take its time.
Hmm.
If you're sending humans, then it gets...
yeah.
There's more of a time constraint. Robots are not in a hurry, so...
だから環境問題がここまでなってなければ火星にここまで時間費やしてないでヨーロッパもっと行ってるかな先に。
I don't know. Europa is much... to send humans to Europa is... would
be... I mean,
be...
like, at least rovers.
Yeah, well, we've sent some stuff over there. But I don't know if you can send a rover. What they would have to do in Europa is drill through like many kilometers of ice and then release some kind of robot down that ice hole.
Just send Bruce Willis and let him drill.
Yeah. he's getting old.
Bruce Willis and Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
It's like every 5 episodes I mention Bruce Willis and Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. I think Buscemi doesn't come up that often, does he?
I often talk about like how, you know, he goes crazy and starts shooting people and stuff, yeah. やっぱ子供の時に見たからね、多分印象がすごいんだろうね。その大人になってから見たものに比べてさ。
Yeah. Steve Buscemi going crazy during the mission.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so... it makes so much sense.
なんか脳みそに刻まれてるんだよね、もはや。
Because if Steve Buscemi was just chilling the whole mission and like really on point and like...
yeah, no, that reliable. Doesn't work. Doesn't work with his face either, so... I would want him to go crazy.
He just seems like that guy where there's like pressure and he just takes that...
yeah.
He takes that route. He's like, you know...
yeah.
He doesn't care about good or evil. He's desperate.
Yeah.
They're doing so much research for
great
the
actor.
Upcoming Mars missions, people in isolation and stuff.
Ah, so that's it.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Steve Buscemi みたいになったら困るからね。Matt Damon とかもそうだけど。
They're so concerned about it now. based on the way people have reacted to isolation in these certain environments. Really, it's incredible that no one has really had an emotional freak out in space already. They've had like minor behavioral issues, but nothing too crazy. People have like gotten sick and like gotten weird and stuff, but no one ever like full on rages and tries to open the spaceship. Like you're in the space shuttle and you're just opening the door or something.
Like Matt Damon in Interstellar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Matt Damon's situation in Interstellar is really stressful.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like these experiments is like there's nothing going on. Everything is going perfectly fine. There's no problems. Don't worry about anything. We're on schedule, and still people lose their shit.
Yeah.
It's like this is just a test, and still people lose their shit.
He had like zero communication, right? It was just like he couldn't talk to people, no?
Oh, Matt Damon?
Yeah. Like he couldn't talk to Houston or anything. Mm.
It's like mixed up with the Martian movie in my head. Now.
I know.
Like when I'm trying to remember the movie, it's like, oh yeah, he was growing those plants. And like, no, wait, that's the...
No.
No, he didn't do that.
No, he was totally sane in that one. Super chill.
Yeah.
In control. But not in the other one.
Yeah, it's just Matt Damon with a space helmet. Matt Damon with a space helmet.
Again. So confusing. I'm still waiting for the movie Arrival. Got a lot of good reviews. I guess people liked it. It's about alien.
Well, it's not coming out until like 2040 or something.
No, right? It's coming out this year in Japan.
Is it
but
really?
In summer-ish or something. And もう一個の方なんだっけ? Passengers はすごいレビューが悪かったから、まあ映画館で見るのやめようかなと思ってるけど、みんながクソって言うから。
What were they?
なんか I don't know. People had problems with the storyline. I'm not really looking into it because I don't want it to get spoiled. Yeah. But yeah.
I love space movies.
最近でも映画よりテレビというかドラマとかの方が見てる。
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any good space TV shows?
I haven't seen it, but it's called The Expansion.Or something? なんか忘れた。この間友達に勧められたんだ、そういえば。それが結構宇宙の話で面白いよって言ってた。Yeah.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Oh, and I finished The Man in the High Castle. There are only two seasons. Apparently they're going to Mars at some point.
What? In that movie?
Yeah.Or at least they talk about it. I don't really.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, Germans are trying to go to Mars.
Do they have a base on the dark side of the moon?
I don't know. I mean, I'm still at... I mean, we're all still at season two. It's not really there
yet.
Wait,
so this is... It's set like in the present or in the future?
No. It's 1960-something, I guess.
And they're going to Mars already?
なんか戦
争 wow, we should have let them win. They're so advanced.
Well, you should watch it.
Going to Mars in the
60s. You wouldn't think that, but... そう、戦争が終わって、まあ、20年ぐらい多分経ってるっていう設定で、日本とドイツが勝ったらどうなってたかっていう感じで、アメリカの東海岸が日本じゃないドイツに取られてて西海岸は日本が取ってて真ん中にニュートラルゾーンがあるっていうで舞台はそのアメリカの土地で起きてるんだけど、
you know,
結構面白いよ。まあちょっと
Can you imagine if that was real and then this reality was a movie or this reality was a TV show? It would still be plenty crazy enough, right?
Yeah.It makes you think a lot because it means if Germany and Japan won, it means Nazi won.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there'll be no Jewish people really. And Japan, we still, you know, basically worship the emperor, and you know, he's in charge of many things, and the airport is going to be named after him in the States, and you know, it's, I don't know, I mean, I see that some Japanese people are angry
about the show.
Hmm. Like certain sensitive people who love Japan, obviously.
Hmm.
But I honestly, I personally, I don't get offended at all.
Hmm.
So, well, it's only entertaining.
We covered the fact that you're not super nationalistic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah, maybe this show is not for you if you're super nationalistic.
Mm-hmm.
And if you actually wish that Japan won.
What do Americans think about this show?
I don't know. I haven't talked to... well, my friend, he's American. Well, he likes it. He thinks it's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting. It makes you think. まあちょっとあんまり日本人じゃない人が日本人の役やってるとかは結構あるけど、
うん、
でもまあ It's to an acceptable level.
History is so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. でそこういうなんか alternate universe 的な話は珍しいから、
うん、
まあ Inglourious Basterds とかも結構好きだったから私は。
Yeah.
This like
alternate.
Yeah,
alternate universe.
Universe, alternate ending.
Yeah. Well,
and it's like fuck you. So, oh well.
I like this universe.
Yeah. マイケルのエッセイ出たよね。
Yeah.
文字起こしのアプリから読めますので、ぜひ、月額240円のプランに入っていただくと。すべてのテキスト読み放題に加え、リーディング練習用のエッセイと私の英語勉強しのエッセイシリーズが読めますので、
yeah. I wrote about the historical process and some of the upcoming changes due to globalization and technology.
うん、面白かった。あと、なんだっけ。Facebook、Instagram、Twitter やってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
あとあれだ、あの文字用おしゃべりのコラムでセクハラの話書いて結構いろんな人からメッセージもらった。うん、ぜひ興味ある人は読んでみてください。International Women's Day だったしね。
うん、Happy International Women's Day to everyone.
Yeah, to men and women and anyone in between. yeah. あと LINE スタンプ、
うん、
猫星人スタンプもありますのでぜひお願いします。終わり。
Wasn't there something else?
What? Like what?
うん、以上か。す
みません。
Bye. 以上です。Bye.
終わり。